This morning we dealt with Jezebel, the second Jezebel, and we were reminded of how Jezebel in fact polluted the church in Thyatira, how she was a self-professed prophetess, and she introduced many things, idols and all that, in the church. And unfortunately, the church tolerated her. Although the church was faithful in serving Christ, in their love and their service, yet they tolerated this person in the church. And you must say to yourselves, does this happen in our church today? I tell you, it does. We must be faithful in the calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must be faithful to the Word of God. We must not never, ever let it be diluted. In some churches, they got lodge members, just like Jezebel, and they are hidden. And they pollute the church. In the years past, when I was a magistrate at Kingston-upon-Thames, I moan at the magistrates who not only give justice, but were members of organizations and they favored one another. It happens in our present day. If someone was a homosexual or someone had a drug addict and came into this fellowship, we will welcome them, but we will teach them to repent and to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Certainly we will not ordain them as bishops, as some do. They have polluted the name of the church. They have brought disgrace to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you may say, oh, that's in the past. I tell you, it happens in the present. And today we are going to deal with the Jezebel of the first. Jezebel you have read in 1 Kings. This was the Jezebel of Thyatira in the Revelation. We are going to talk about Jezebel of the Old Testament. And you are going to help me to try and make alive the Old Testament. As you can see, Jezebel was a queen of King Ahab. Ahab was an Israelite, the first king. And he married a Canaanite, a non-Israelite. And she introduced all sorts of things into the household of Ahab. And you can see in the story that was read how the king wanted the garden of Naboth. Naboth, who could not give up his land because that garden to him was an inheritance. Inheritance that's passed down from generations to generations. And Ahab should understand that because he was also an Israelite. And Jezebel objected to it and didn't agree. And you see what had happened there. You know, this is a real situation, you know. This is a real situation in the Bible. It really happened. It really happened. Naboth had an inheritance which passed from generations. It was his. And Ahab wanted it because it was linked to his garden. He coveted it. And he thought he could have it. And he married Jezebel,
who was an alien, a foreigner, who did not appreciate that this was God's inheritance given to Nebuchadnezzar. And she schemed, didn't she? She schemed and did all sorts of things to get the property from Nebuchadnezzar. So you see, this situation is so real. It happens in our present day. The inheritance in this country, known formerly as a Christian country, is no more. You are not allowed to preach and have assembly in the schools. The inheritance is no more. In some schools, a school teacher is told not to mention the word Jesus Christ. The inheritance is gone. It's no longer a Christian country. And so it is. As it is in the past, it's beginning to come around now. We no longer are a Christian country. The poor nurse who went to pray with the patient went to tell a friend that the nurse came to pray with her, and the nurse was suspended. Can you think of this nurse who went home and the mother said, "What are you doing here?" She says, "I've been suspended." "What happened?" "Oh, I went to pray for a patient." Can you imagine what the mother would say to her? "You silly girl. Carry on with your nursing. Why do you want to bother with other people?" This nurse felt in her heart to pray with a patient. Ask any nurse. They will pray with their patient. But this nurse was suspended. Your inheritance, your life as a Christian, is diluted. Do you see the relevance of that happening in our present day? That we must always remain faithful to the name of Jesus Christ and never ever let it be diluted in our present world. For we are the ones who are going to be faithful ever to bear the name of Jesus Christ. And this is happening in our present world. The time of the first Jezebel, the inheritance, is being repeated even to our present day. That's the first Jezebel and the second Jezebel. And don't think that, oh, it's just a story in the Bible. No, it's alive. It happens in our present day. And what I have done for you today is to try and demonstrate that what has happened in the past, what has happened then in 1 Kings, is relevant to our present day. Might I mention that we are told to be politically correct. And so there are some in the church who mention to you that the God of the Old Testament, Yahweh, and the God of the New Testament, as revealed in Jesus Christ, is the same God as Allah of the Quran. This is mentioned by a so-called leader of a church. I was at a meeting and I stood up and I said, "No, you are wrong. It happened in our present day. Yes, Yahweh of the Old Testament
was revealed to the prophets, and he promised that he will send his Son, Jesus Christ, to live among us. No one has seen God, but you have seen his Son, Jesus Christ. How can Allah of the Quran be ever included in this? And so today, I want to show you that the Jezebel of Israel in the days is just as real as it is today. It happens today because we are being tempted. We are being seduced, just as Ahab had been. And we have to be ever vigilant that those who seek to profess their names, God will reveal them. God will know their hearts and minds and their intentions, unless they repent, as we read in the Revelations. God told Jezebel, repent and come back to me. Of course, the other thing is, crime does not pay, does it? That Jezebel plotted to take the inheritance from Naboth, and her body was thrown away and she was eaten by dogs as a punishment. So it is that we need to be faithful. We need to resist the standards of the world. We should control the desires of the fallen nature and resist the allurements of the devil, for we will receive the glory of Jesus Christ in our lives. Let us turn our backs on the darkness of sin, that the glory of Christ may be seen in our lives and in our witness. Be faithful, be strong, and it will ever be by your side. May the Lord help us to do what is right in every circumstances in our lives. Amen.